To the Ether. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol and is refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes. Check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on the Ether, we have the Women in Crypto Week 8 space hosted by Zero Satoshi Plug and Friends. Let's take a listen.
You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Good. Looks like it's finally coming together. I'm good.
It's an exciting day.
It is. Yes.
It's some little trial and errors, but you know, for the most part, like that's what anything new.
Right. So anytime you
it's a part of the journey.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a part of the story. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to just be here and be early.
Exactly. What I mean? Exactly. It's exciting, and I feel real good about everything. So,
yeah. Hello, ladies and sirs.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, Texas? Afternoon.
Yeah, it is afternoon.
You can say morning.
Well, yeah, it's morning on your part.
It's noon for me, so. I've been woke up, I'm just sitting around watching, seeing what's going on, seeing that the side of mass working and everything. I hear it works for some and not for others. And, the kinks in that, they ain't going to get fixed. They said that, for some people, they'll be able to use it, but they're still working on it today. So, this is just a process. I'd rather them get everything worked out so everybody can use this platform safely. I see that there were a lot more people are able to log into the app. Nobody's having that many problems like they were before. So that's a good sign. So as the month start kicking off and everybody's able to hear about the app and once the swap is up and running, it's just gonna do what it does,
Right.
So all we can do is just be patient. I'd rather have a finished app than a app that's just keep crashing and having multiple problems and people, in disarray. So
people actually that's willing to get up and actually work on it because it's been some issues with not MetaMask, but using Uniswap, and you can't get no customer service. So, for the most part, we got some devs as like extremely hands on that keeps us in the loop with the process. And, it's gonna be some hiccups, but at least you get to see somebody.
I just take this as a learning curve.
Discord. Oh, sorry, Texas.
No, you good. They got
a Saitama Discord where it's like so many people in there. If you have a question, they will respond to your question if you need to know something about getting on there or anything else. Because I went in there and shot my question, and somebody got right back to me. When I was importing my phrase, I was accidentally putting a space at the end of the last word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just all kind of little things you wouldn't think, like, oh, okay, I didn't even realize I was doing that, but that was stopping it from seeing my correct seed phrase, because it was like adding another space.
It's case sensitive.
Yeah.
They would call that. You got to be precise with it, because the space is technically a character when you type it. Yeah, and I need to stop playing around sometimes and acting like I'm really upset with what's going on, because when I really want to be able to snap on a lot of these people that are serious about them really being mad and trying to fund the project, you know, it kind of makes me look, you know, I don't want to, but what you were just, I was bullshitting too, so, it's just annoying. It's like, if y'all really feel that type of way, or you really don't have belief on it, well then, you know, go ahead and send me that bag or sell it. I'll pick it up. I got enough. So, yeah, that's all.
So, real quick, Miss Wonder Woman is in the house. I know she said her time is limited a little bit today because she is at work. But, hey, how are you? Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is week 8 of Women in Crypto. Today we just, you know, just chilling and just vibing out. So we gonna go ahead and get into the meat and the potatoes. If y'all could share out the space.
We having meat and potatoes? Where at?
You know what? You treat them when we do get to that, okay, Marmar?
I'm like, I'm hungry.
Dinner is on you.
Yeah, I heard food. My ears woke up.
Yes. But just real quick, I'm going to let Chocolate and Erica introduce themselves first. I'm going to get my little ones situated over here.
Hi. What's going on? We do follow each other, yes. But I go by Chocolate on here. I'm an entrepreneur, and I own a upcycling and resale luxury boutique in Las Vegas. So I'm also a part of a nonprofit where we provide autism resources as well as carry out, you know, give back initiatives throughout the year. So my goal with that is just to be able to bring financial literacy, like associate that with the nonprofit. And I want to do that with crypto. So I'm really, really grateful that you're here. So that way we can kind of like, it's cool to get it, but how do we maintain it? So I'm really, really excited about that portion.
Hello, I'm Erica. I'm just an average day investor. I work 9 to 5. And a little about me, I just got into crypto, I want to say like a year ago. Started into Doge, went into Shiba, and then it just went all decentralized at that point. And I'm a mother of 3 little girls. And yeah, I'm just looking for financial, generational, you know, wealth at this point. But nice to meet you, and definitely happy to have you.
And I'm just, you know, I'm just here. I'm an investor, but I saw, you know, the need, so we decided to go ahead and make this space. Like I said, this is week 8. I'm trying to do the same thing like Erica and Chocolate was saying. I can't wait until we get to the point to where, you know, I can actually make a dent in my community, because the way that I'm trying to go about things, I can't do it without the financial backing. So I'm definitely excited for that time to come, because it's a lot to be done. And I feel like we are the senior class, if you will, to go out and make a lot of this possible. So that's the gist of it. If you'd like to go ahead and share a little bit about yourself, Thank you for coming. I know Big T introduced us, and very grateful for him and everything that you guys have been doing with BGX. So you can go ahead, Miss Wonder Woman.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me this week. A little bit of my background. I'm currently a massage therapist, craniosacral therapist, yoga teacher, based in California at the moment. I got into crypto and also Voyager just about a year ago and have found a lot of strength and camaraderie within the VGX community. And about a number of months ago, really hit a wall in continuing to educate myself in the crypto space. It was like enough is enough, and I had so much else going on. So I know that y'all have a lot of areas of expertise that I do not have. So definitely here to learn as well. Some other of my background is more so within social justice, community organizing, and studying global social movements. So a lot of that I see like as major, major overlaps with the potential of what crypto and digital assets offer. That is also a main, a main part of what makes me also so excited about this space. So thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I don't know if you wanted to go into the bit. I know you had mentioned about your yoga and possibly, you know, merging the crypto aspect together.
Yeah, I am. There's been so much rolling around in my head about that because there, also within that, there can be so much overlap, especially within the yoga field of the more so the philosophical parts of it, of bringing about like equanimity and a certain amount of level-headedness. And like yoga tends to really expand your worldview and put things into perspective. And there can be a lot of mental instability and turbulence that can happen if you are newer to the crypto space. So I see how, like, now I have my feet in these two different worlds, and like the yoga and meditation world, I think a lot of that perspective and those habits can really help folks who are also in the crypto space.
This is a funny story. So I gave yoga a try a long time ago. It's probably been like Mommy. 5 years. One second.
You cut out for me, Zero. Can anyone else hear her?
I'm sorry. My youngest came in to ask a question at some
point. Oh, you're good.
Kids just be saying the darndest things. So. But yeah, it was probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and I was a little bit heavier than I was now. So I was like, okay, I want to give yoga a try. When I went in there, everyone was very petite, right? So I'm looking and I'm trying to do all the moves, right? And I was trying. I think that was the most I ever sweated, but I said, no, I'm going to have to wait because I cannot get it together. I was twisting up, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to do but it.
Well, okay, Zero, here's the thing. Like, I'm also not petite. And this is what really gets me with yoga is that the mainstream sort of culture around yoga is very inaccessible to a lot of people. And it's really, I mean, also it's based out of India and there's like a whole ton of cultural appropriation. So there's a lot of like specifically white women yoga, honestly, like there's a lot of issues within that world, especially things like fat phobia. So I really hear you with that. And I think the culture is kind of changing. I happened to do my first yoga teacher training with this woman who's a Black queer femme who has like a really large following in the space. I should say Black queer femme yoga teacher, Jessamine Stanley, who after the training, she like blew up and has been on the cover of Yoga Journal and, you know, et cetera, has a few books out now. So I would also really recommend giving her a follow if you're interested in that perspective.
Yes, yeah, send it to me. And I'm waiting for, you know, I'm at the point where anything I can do from the comforts of my own home, because, mm-hmm. you know, with that, what is it called? Downward dog. And, you know, I might lean a little bit to the right, a little bit too much. And if I fall over, it's okay if I'm at home. But if I fall over and I'm around people, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, no, can't have you falling over. I would not like that. Yeah, I would really like to start doing like weekly gentle yoga classes. And I say gentle because, I mean, I'm not like, yes, like strength and all of that is really important and can be definitely attained by yoga. But I don't know, I guess I'm kind of like the soft and squishy type. And I really like things that are more gentle. And I like that the more so gentle kind of yoga can really help to lead to all of the great mental and emotional effects that yoga can provide.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know when I'm doing those. I would love to do Zoom classes.
Yes, let us know. And you already know, if you post it, we're gonna share it. You know what I'm saying? That's what Women in Crypto is all about. We're trying to help our fellow sisters, if you will, and all that great stuff. And definitely the two, because you know, sometimes we can get caught up looking at the charts, and you know, some of us need to find a way to meditate, relax, and release. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, seriously. It's like within both like charting and getting into numbers and graphs, and also just kind of in the general Western world, we're really in our minds and less in our bodies. And I used to think that phrase was like really fluffy and made zero sense to me in the past, until I actually like fully had more so the embodied experience of being in my body and a little bit less in my mind. So it's like, you got to kind of feel it to know fully that is a real and valid thing. But yeah, like anything to ground down and get out of your head a little bit is so helpful.
This conversation is nothing but confirmation for me. I used to do yoga, like do private lessons with an instructor, and I most definitely could tell like the difference with how my week went, even with us just kind of getting together one day out of the week. But my week seemed to have flowed a little better versus when I, you know, would have to reschedule with her. I felt like out of place, or like kind of, you know, it just seemed like it was a lot of chaos. So I most definitely encourage anybody that can get into it just to start, even if you want to do like private one-on-ones, if you feel like it's more comfortable to do it that way, or even like you said, you're going to do offer Zoom lessons. But I most definitely, I'm like, I need to get back to it, because I felt that was like the most peaceful that I probably felt in a long time. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hear you on that. I mean, I really go up and down with my practice too, even though I teach it. I mean, I'm forever a student more than anything. But yeah, it makes such a huge difference to do it consistently. And kind of what you were speaking towards, like with the mental peace, not piece of pie, but, you know, world peace. I find, even though it's like, it's not necessarily something that's religious, I really like to, it strongly connects to spirituality for me in this way where you remember that we are all like insanely inherently interconnected, and like that you are just this physical embodiment of spirit, of source, of all of these things that wrap us all in together as, one community. So it's like that kind of a reminder, like within crypto, I keep hearing the line, when in doubt, zoom out. And to me, that's like the ultimate zoom out, is getting back to that remembrance of who we are.
Yes, it really is. And I thank you again for coming, because, you know, I like to, well, we've been trying to figure out, you know, topics and stuff, but sometimes I'm just like, you know, we can just let it flow, because Some things, like Chocolate was saying, confirmation, like for those who are into, you know, spirituality versus just religion, that confirmation bit, you know what I'm saying, it definitely comes. So I thank you again, like, so I'm waiting for, you know, your YouTube class because I want to be first in line. Okay.
Well, thank you. I will let you know first. I will DM you right when that happens.
Ma'am, I'm excited. If anybody wants to come up and, you know, ask any questions, y'all are more than welcome to. So would you like to speak on anything about VGX or anything like as far as, I guess, your crypto? Are you like, how are you planning?
Yeah, I would love to speak on that. So VGX is like my baby. I feel like I'm insanely biased. So that's where I stand with VGX. But if anyone is not so familiar with what VGX is or the Voyager platform, it is essentially the rewards program of Voyager. And it's not even in its final form yet. It's greatly expanding. There's been a very long running timeline of things that are going to be coming out with the ways that VGX has utility and the greatly expanding loyalty program. So things are currently in development. But VGX essentially, like, I like to conceptualize it as like the really strong, solid foundation of my entire crypto portfolio, because it helps to elevate other parts of my portfolio, for example, with additional interest back. And like VGX itself provides, like, to hold a certain amount, you have there's like the beginning loyalty tier, which then helps to compound the amount of VGX that comes back to you. I'm getting a little bit lost in my elevator speech on VGX right now. But I am just insanely into it, more so than any other crypto, but that's because right now feels like the accumulation phase of it to get to a certain point, a certain loyalty tier. And then after that, the interest rewards will be so great on that then I'm going to start adding to other positions. Does that help to explain things?
Yes. Because I know, like I said, Big T been holding these spaces like constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because I mean, there's a lot of us, you know, we're planning for what to do when we, you know, finally see a 10x, 100x, 1000x, you know, whatever the case is, so that we can not just, I guess, get that increase all of a sudden, like, you know, as if the lottery, but we'll actually be able to maintain and manage our wealth. And I think for a lot of us, just hearing everything about it, that is definitely one of our moves for especially the passive income part, because when I heard about the bank account and you know, after having a certain amount, you know, if you have a certain amount in there at the end of the month, you get a certain amount back, that mm-hmm. really got my attention, because it's like, you know, going through your banking statements, you can see where you might have spent $4,000 one month, $5,000 one month, whatever the case, and now you come back and you're like, but I can't get a refund on nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Where's my money at? But you can actually get a certain percentage back. Like, I thought that was awesome. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's the crazy potential, which is like really makes me so excited for this debit card to be coming out in the next month or two. So with the platform, even VGX aside, let's like pretend that's not even a thing right now. On the platform, on your like third-party insured USDC, it's 9% interest back, which is divided across 12 months, but it's compounding interest every single month. So that essentially, when the debit card comes out, can be your checking account. Not financial advice, but if the debit card will have a proper routing and account number. So let's say one decides to have direct deposit from their job. All of that goes into USDC, gaining 9% interest. Then with the debit card, when you make purchases, depending on your loyalty tier level withholding VGX, you will then get a certain amount of VGX back on every single purchase. And the when you pay, like point of sale with your debit card, that at that exact point of sale is when the USDC switches back to US dollar to be able to accept it, to be accepted by the merchant. So that's one way in which it's like a very valuable tool, is that you're constantly up until point of sale getting that 9% interest back based on your average monthly holding. The other big part of that is that, like, I'm betting on being able to multiply my rewards, like by doing things strategically. So I get a good amount of rewards on my existing credit card. So I'm going to continue charging a lot of things to my credit card, but then paying off the credit card with the Voyager debit card. So it'll come out of my USDC, and that also will get me the VGX token. It'll give me rewards back, as well as paying off your mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. So the ways that it's beneficial, I'm really excited to see it actually happen in action, because it nearly seems too good to be true to be stacking rewards upon rewards. But this is kind of the new era of finance, is that, I mean, both Voyager and some other platforms actually give you a solid amount of money and interest back on your holdings, which doesn't exist in the traditional finance system. So once people catch wind of this being a, like, once you can wrap your mind around USDC and this whole world of crypto and the ways that it can financially benefit you, then it's a game changer, like game over. There's no more traditional centralized finance with banks that give you 0.1% back on your savings account. So that's why I'm so, like, that's the big passive income part of it for me, withholding the stable coin. But then with the VGX token itself, it currently gives you 7% interest back. And so that one for me is a pretty major, like for the future, major passive income generator.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for it too. So I've been missing like some of the spaces, but, I've been trying to catch them. Like, I've gotten to the point where at night sometimes, before I go to sleep, I'll try to put on a space just to, you know, fall asleep to it.
Yeah, Big T's amazing. He's holding spaces twice a day.
Yes. Late into the hours too, because I'm on East Coast, so it's like East Coast time. We got to do everything, you know, a little earlier. So it's like once I see it, okay, I've been trying to go in as much as I can. But thank you for giving us that spill. I know it's probably some people in here that's already heard it, but it's nothing wrong with it, because it's like at this point, the more we hear about it and the more we gain the knowledge, it's like we can be better prepared, especially for our future. You know what I'm saying? I think one of the hardest parts with financial literacy is making sure that we are financially responsible. Because I know for me, like before the pandemic, one of my biggest things was treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one to go get my hair and nails done all the time, but I will for sure go find me somewhere to eat real quick. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm trying to get to the point where I'm at the point now where it's like I'll think about something and I'm like, okay, well, if I have the extra, I can just put it aside, or I'll just let it sit in a crypto real quick. So that way, let's say this price spikes, whatever the case, good, and I'll have a little bit of increase. But it's also like now I'm at a spot where I'm like, I'm not really working. But it's like whatever I'm getting, like in the future for taxes or whatever the case, I want to make sure that I invest it because this is for the future. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a harvest. So you know, you do your planting and you're sowing the seeds during a specific time of the year. And then when the harvest is, when it's harvest time, then, you know, we can benefit from it. So I think that's where a lot of us are at right now. So all this information is definitely, definitely good.
Yeah. I'm sure a number of you in this space have also already heard from Big T that kind of whole spiel about everything. But I hear you with the harvest coming later, and it can be a little challenging when you want the harvest now or in the next few months. And I've learned I've really got to tune out other people's price predictions because that puts a certain amount of expectation on whatever your project and holdings are. And that can just really be like both a mental health killer and also lead to being a little irresponsible and over leveraging. So I've really had to learn that as well, that, you know, whatever money goes into crypto, it's going to be sitting there for a little while. So I need to not need it in the immediate future. And anything that I know I'm going to probably need in the next 3 months or so goes into my USDC, since that's unchanging.
Yes. That part, like, I know for me, I have my long terms, and then I have some that if I need to, I can cash out or whatever. And it's like I replenish it when I can. So if it's one of the ones where I don't really mind pulling from, okay, cool. But I call it, I guess, a reserve, if you will. So once I run out of the reserve, it's like, okay, I don't have no more money to spend at this point because my long terms are long terms and everything else is like, you know, just there. So I definitely feel you on that one. Anybody else have anything they want to ask Miss Wonder Woman, Texas, Marmar? Anybody want to come up and say anything?
It's quiet. Also, I'm happy to just stay listening in. You know, unfortunately, I only had like a little less than an hour free because of still working for an hourly wage, which is fine. I'll get through it. But yeah, I'm just also happy to listen in to all of your conversations as well.
I got a question for Wonder Woman.
Go ahead.
What's up, Juan? Hey, when's the first VGX Hero yoga session? I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, I am. This conversation right here is definitely lighting a fire under my butt. We got to have it soon. I mean, soon in quotes, you know, which, sorry, y'all, that's kind of an inside joke with people who are into Voyager, because the CEO sometimes says that things are coming up soon, and soon is a very moving target. Yeah, so Flo, I think in the next month or so, we're going to start it up. I think it'll just be in general like crypto yoga, and I'm going to cast a wide net and get all of y'all into it.
You got my support. I just want to come up here and say thank you, Wonder Woman. You're doing a great, great job with your elevator pitch. Don't doubt yourself. That was awesome. And what you guys are doing hosting this is great. Here to support. I'm going to step down. You'll have a great day and great week.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for hopping in, Floki. Always appreciated.
Let's see. So Crypto Sato is here. They have a project. Well, he has a project, Charity. Awesome. Okay. So if you have not heard about it, I'm gonna see if I can post something. Also, Wonder Woman, you can post if you have your VGX or your Voyager referral code. You can go ahead and post that to the top too if you like. And I'm gonna go ahead and post something on Charity because y'all know with these rug pulls and stuff, it's like, I know it's made a lot of people kind of like timid to invest in anything at this point. I know for me, it's been a little like, I don't really want to put too many out there because like, But Charity, I can definitely vouch and say, so far, they have been doing everything that they have set out to do. They are definitely a blessing to the community. And if you have time, definitely look over and see if it's something for you. So again, not financial advice, do your own research, but it's definitely one that you should look into.
Let's see. Also, Zero, how do I post something? Oh, wait, did you just do it?
Oh, yeah, Chocolate did.
Oh, thank you, Chocolate.
You're welcome. But for future reference, when you go to your post, you'll see the share button. It's like the little half box with the arrow. When you hit it, the space that you're in shows up at the top. If you're, you know, in the speaker position, and that, and you just hit that, and that's how you share.
Oh, cool. You go first to the post that you did.
Mm-hmm. And then you hit the share button, and then the space title will be at the top. And you just hit that, and that's how you share. Yep.
Oh, look at that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, passive income, necessary. Maintaining your wealth, your riches, necessary. So, what Big T, Wonder Woman, what they're doing here for us in the community is hosting these spaces and forming a community with, you know, ways to make passive income is a real blessing. Because I'm sorry, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not looking to age on in Twitter crypto any more than what I have. I say crypto Twitter ages is like dog years, like this shit that goes on is just, it's crazy. So, and you have to actually be engaged every day or you will miss something new that comes out every day. So, yeah, when I get mine, I need to take a break. Be on somebody's beach doing some yoga. That's what I'm picturing for myself. I don't know about anybody else, but that's for me. Yeah,
I think I'll be on your beach teaching some yoga.
See, let's make it happen. A little retreat.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm here for, because I was just thinking earlier, like, I'm, you know, I wouldn't mind taking this off Twitter, because there's a lot of people that I like to reach that's not on social media or don't even have the means. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a homeless person on a certain route that I go, and it's like they're always there. You know what I'm saying? So if I can get out and just be a blessing to some people, like, here's a phone. Hey, let me show you how to set up a wallet real quick. Here, let me, you know, put them X amount on a wallet real quick. Like, hey, that's what I'm trying to do. And then we're gonna go to the beach. Like, okay. Like, it's so much that can be done, but I'm feeling the beach. But along the way, before we get it to the beach, can we, you know, make a couple of stops, pass these out, and then let our hair down.
Actually, Zero, that's one of the oh, sorry, Chocolate.
Oh no, sorry, I was putting myself on mute. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. One of the things I first thought of when I was getting into crypto is, you know, something that really struck me is the ease at which you could transfer funds. And growing up, I had a friend from Honduras, and was the first time that it became very obvious to me that a lot of people are unbanked, and it can even be like he would transfer money back home to his family, and it can actually be dangerous to go to the Western Union and pick up your money. And they also take so much off the top. So you're being taxed at like 20% just to send this money. And things like crypto actually, I mean, as long as the assets and the apps are accessible in those different countries, it starts to level the playing field. Like, there's no way that there's actual equity yet, or full equality, but it's definitely starts to level that playing field, and at least makes receiving your money like a not dangerous situation in some countries.
Yes, that's definitely true. My ex-husband is from Panama, and I know that was one of the things that they would say, like, you know, when they go back, we can't dress a certain way at certain things. So, like, having family members that, you know, you want to go and help out, like, hey, just send them a phone, you know what I'm saying, the mail, whatever the case, and here's your seed phrase, blah, 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 instructions, and there you are. Like, whenever you need some money, you just show them how to work it, and it definitely will make things a lot easier. So, yeah, that part, because it's just crazy, like, being born into what we're born into is certain things that we have the privilege of not experiencing, though times still may be hard, but things like that, it's like, you got to be grateful, you know what I'm saying? So yes, I feel you on that one too. Whatever makes it easier for the people, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the generational wealth aspect and helping those who, you know, just want a better life for themselves. So, oh, there's Big T. Hey, Big T, how are you? Yeah, today's just a chill day. Like I said, y'all, we hanging out.
Yeah, we got a lot of exciting news. I know everybody's anxious. Say the mask, but this is history. Like, this is really, really dope to be a part of. So, yeah. And just to have the community, the support of the community, like, it's crazy. So,
it is. Like, I'm excited for this hyperburn. Like, I don't even know what that means for real, but it just sounds like something. I'm like,
okay. The hyperburn, the steak and eggs, yeah, all of that.
Okay. Like, that's that passive income right there. Like,
mm-hmm.
Being able to stake all or a certain portion, and then you're still able to reap the benefits, and you won't really necessarily have to touch that investment. Like, come on now. Let's go. Okay. So we got the VGX, we got Saitama with the Seda Math, and then what else we got here? We got Charity. Oh, the Charity, they have an app. Okay, I don't know, Seda, if you want to come up and, you know, give your elevator pitch, but now is the time, okay? Now is the time, because I don't want to mess it up for you, you know what I'm saying? But they have their app, and it's pretty much like, if I'm not mistaken, it connects. Let's say you're in need. It's kind of like GoFundMe. You're in need. There's a way you can go on that part out. You know what your need is, and people can help you. So GoFundMe in crypto. But yeah, what else is going on here, y'all? Texas, Mama, are y'all quiet today?
Well, since this is Women in Crypto, and okay, I just love. I'm way into sociology and I'm way into like historical context of things. Like y'all know that women weren't allowed to hold our own credit cards without a man's consent until the 1970s. Like that was 50 years ago and also not allowed to run marathons. Like these things are so recent. It's just, it just blows my mind. And so the fact that we're having these spaces and discussions and sharing knowledge is actually really profound that we are in this space and time, like speaking on the internet about internet money and like building wealth for ourselves. It's really something that is profound. And like, we are some of the very few that are like really actively in the space. And it really makes some massive ripple effects.
It does. It really does. We have come a long way. I feel like we still have a ways to go, but just being able to be in these spaces, like, they make it so much easier. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you just have to open up a space and here comes, you know, those who share the likeness of the same thing. So I'm definitely excited, and again, I'm thankful and grateful you was able to come and chat with us, and I hope that you're able to come more often, because we're, like I said, we're trying to, you know, keep this going. I would like to eventually take it offline, maybe a podcast. But hey, this is where we are in the metaverse type way. You know what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts about that, the metaverse?
Who, me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still a little bit confused by it. And, you know, I've never really been into like gaming and all that so much before. So I think it's probably a shorter leap of thought for people who are already into things like gaming. So I'm still figuring out what is even going on with it. I think it has a lot of potential, and I'm excited for how it can help to further and advance online communities. And also, it feels a little bit like the book and the movie Ready Player One, where like the, you know, we're not there, but it's set in, if you don't know that book or movie, the book is actually amazing. But it's set in like a post-apocalyptic world, and the physical world is partially uninhabitable. And so most people live in an online universe. So I know that's more like a sci-fi take on things. But that's also kind of where my mind goes. But we're definitely not there yet. I like to still be mostly in the physical world and go on hikes and try to be in nature, but I think a healthy balance can definitely be struck. So that's where I live with it right now.
Okay. And people keep referencing the Ready Player One, and I still have not seen it. So I just Googled it and I found it on HBO. So I think I need to watch it now for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, the movie's okay. If you're a reader, I really like the book. I just like sped through it. So I'd recommend the book as well.
Definitely, definitely. Especially if it's on Kindle, because I'm not even gonna lie to you, the way my ADHD is set up, like I gotta read, like reading to learn about investing, reading to learn about anything business related. That's me. When I was little, I could read books, you know what I'm saying? But it's like now, unless it's something where I can't just sit still. And I don't even watch TV for real. Like if it's nothing that's educating me on something, I don't have the interest for it. I don't know why. I feel like I'm getting old. That's like, I should be thinking like that at 65, right? Like I don't.
Oh, I don't think you're getting old.
No, the sooner the better.
Well, hey, I mean, if you are, at least there's the metaverse and you can make like a really hot young avatar.
Okay. Did somebody say the metaverse?
Yeah, the metaverse. Look, but also as a business or in the business aspect, the metaverse, that would probably be the main thing that piques my interest. Only because, you know what I'm saying, you gotta think, this is how early we are. Like you can set up shop, you can have your Wonder Woman yoga studios, you know what I'm saying, somewhere, and from there people log in however it works and they doing the yoga, you know what I'm saying, virtually with you in the metaverse, like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I think you're really onto something. I never thought about that part of it, but like, yeah, duh, yoga studios. Like it takes Zoom to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Like that's really the aspect that I'm, you know, leaning towards with the metaverse. Like me actually being in the metaverse to hang out and stuff, probably not. But to do business in the metaverse, probably so. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah, have you already explored that?
I have looked into it a little bit, but I haven't gone too far into it yet. But there's this other project, Community Metaverse, where her name is Young Queen. She came and she spoke, and she was pretty much saying that, you know, if that was something that you were interested in, that we could definitely hit her up. because they're, I guess, in the stages of building their metaverse. So yeah, I mean, like I said, it's, you know, I've looked into it a little bit. It's just along the lines of where and the how at this point, you know what I'm saying? But hey, human, how are you today?
Hey, good morning or good afternoon, everybody. I'm good. How's everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I saw the title of Women in Crypto, and I was like, let me jump in this and just talk about like my little experience. I don't really know what you guys are talking about, so I don't want to deter the room.
Oh, no, you're fine. You can go ahead. We was just, we went from one subject to another subject, and now we're here.
My experience in Web3 overall has been pretty, like, it's a lot. It's like information overload, you know? You're, like, transitioning from Web2 to Web3 is, like, it's obviously, like, a learning curve. But I like it, you know? Some good, some bad. I think in the NFT world, as, like, a woman, I'm just kind of maneuvering and trying to pick out projects that have some sincerity behind it, you know? So some of them, they seem very disingenuous and they try to layer it like, oh, we're here for women and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I think that they just use that as like a marketing ploy to like get people in like, oh, it's women, so you should come, or it's Black women. But I like it. Crypto is a little different, you know. Crypto compared to NFT, I feel like crypto is, ooh, especially crypto investing, it's like a real big, like, bottomless pit, in my opinion. And it's real, it's like you're with the big dogs, like you're in the deep sea, like you're in the, in like the ocean. So, I mean, for the most part, people are pretty nice. No, not nice about it, though.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now? Sorry about that.
Yes, you're better now.
I was just saying that people are somewhat helpful. I think it's just, you know, doing your due diligence of vetting and trying to see like who's sincere versus who isn't. Does it?
And you know what? Like, I definitely feel those sentiments. When I first got into like heavy into the, you know, listening into the spaces, because I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, when I first saw the spaces, you know, it was like the names of the rooms or the spaces kind of threw me off, you know what I'm saying? So it was one of them things where I was scared to go in the space. But when I got to the crypto side, it's like, okay, I'm seeing more crypto, I'm seeing more NFTs. So I just started to go into the spaces. And really what you were saying, human, is probably one of the most, or one of the top, I don't even want to say that it's a complaint, but based on people's experiences, that was the main point. You know what I'm saying? Like, people not feeling like they had a voice, people not being heard, especially women, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen people say, you know, you can weigh it out. It's like some people, they don't want it to be, I guess, anything focused on women, or some people not focused on the Black woman part. And I can assume it could be because some people feel those sentiments too, or as if it's just a marketing ploy. But I can assure you, whenever you come into this space, it's definitely genuine. Like we, you know what I'm saying? You see, it's a room filled with both ladies and gentlemen. And we're just here to support each other, like no matter what it is. Like we just want to be genuine. We want to make sure that everybody is heard, everybody's sentiments are, you know what I'm saying, expressed. Because if that's a concern of yours, and you know what I'm saying, you're wanting to be a part of the space, then to make your experience better, we would love to be a part of that. So I definitely feel you on that. And I hope that you just, you know, you come in and join us more. And if you have any questions about anything, like, don't hesitate to hit up any one of us. We don't know everything. We don't profess to know everything. But if it's something that we can, you know, look up or find out for you to help you in your journey, then we'll definitely be able to help you, and we're more than happy to assist you in any way possible.
I appreciate that. I think everybody, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it, because people are taking time out of their day to just be there. You know, that's how you know when somebody's genuine. You know, they're doing like it's not out, it's out of their convenience, and it's, you know, it comes from a good place. So yeah, you've definitely been super helpful. There's people in the listeners that are helpful if there's questions, and I really appreciate it. You know, I try to be as, you know, as respectful and respecting other people's time and just, you know, expressing like my gratitude as much as possible, because like I said, I don't feel like people here really have to, they don't have to do that. Like they could be doing other things, and that really means a lot. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anytime, and go ahead and post one of your artworks up there, because this is a recorded space, so it will be up there for as long as this space is up and active. I think it's 30 days. So yeah, go ahead and post something, girly, and we appreciate you.
I'm sorry to slip in here, but I'm gonna have to go back out of this space into my workspace. Human, I want to look at your artwork also. I look forward to that. And thank you so much, Zero, Erica, Chocolate, for hosting. And I'm sure I'll see y'all again soon.
Yes, you will, because I'm about to hunt you down for this yoga, okay?
Okay. Got me a little scared, but I will, I look forward to that. It'll be soon.
Alrighty,
okay, I'll have a great day, y'all.
You too. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Alrighty, guys. So we're gonna keep this a little short and sweet. But if anybody want to say something, Texas, Mama, Big T, come on up. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina. Okay, that was last week, but you know.
I'm gonna just say this. I'm so happy and appreciative of you ladies hosting these spaces week after week after week. You all are showing consistency, transparency, you know, your plethora of knowledge. You giving individuals the platform to speak on either new projects or giving voice to the ones that feel like they don't have a voice. So what you ladies have been doing the past weeks now, it is amazing. I'm going to continue to support you all. And anything I can do in the backdrop, I'm always, you know, available. You know, when I have the time, I come in here and try to support you. Just sit back and listen, because, you know, I go into other spaces and there's a lot of male voices. So when I come in here, I get a whole different vibe. Even from time to time, my lady, she's sitting right here listening to you all speak. So, you know.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, so this is the first time y'all heard her voice. But
yes.
She sees. Yeah, so she listens to what you ladies are saying a little bit. And over time, you know, when she's ready, she's going to have a lot of information and knowledge and then jump into the game rather than come in here drowning. So like I said, I thank you all for keep doing this. And I'm always support you ladies, because I learn from you all just like I learn from everybody else. So just keep doing y'all things. And I love y'all.
Hey, we appreciate you, Texas, and Texas Boo. Hey, girl, because you have like a voice like, hey, but like at this point, I feel like y'all are family, like legit. Like, I'm probably more on these spaces now than I am anywhere. Like I said, that's because it's a wealth of information, and wherever there's information, especially when it comes to financial literacy and financial freedom, that's where y'all gonna find Zero at, okay? All day, every day. So thank you, Texas. Go ahead, Erica and Chocolate. Mama probably eating. He probably been eating this whole time.
No, I'm actually not this time. I'm just bundled with work right now, trying to that's all. I'm just in the background working. So I've been able to speak much. I left my phone in the car a few times, so my bad. But I'm here supporting as always. So, but I am definitely going to be eating in about 30 minutes. So you was close.
And it was on recording. My mom brought up the steak and potatoes like he was hungry when I was just talking about the information portion. But since this is recorded, you owe us steak and potatoes when we get to meet up. Okay. Just so you know, it's being recorded right now. Okay.
I bet. I got you. But good job hosting the space. Like I said, y'all being consistent, and that shows a lot. You know, no matter the number, the volume inside these spaces, consistency will show over time of why it will be the best space y'all host. So, anyway, you guys know I'll be here every week. So,
yeah. Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, y'all. I think we're going to go ahead and close it out for today. I got to go pick up my son in a little bit. But we thank you guys for coming and just rocking with us day ones. Like I said, I really see all of us as family at this point. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all I might not know too well right now. Y'all like distant cousins, but we about to get, you know what I'm saying, with this family reunion soon. So, okay. All right, y'all.
We're closing out.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Women in Crypto Space for Week 8, hosted by Zero Satoshi Plug. Recorded on Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay. Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room. Sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years off beneath the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio. Trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course, we're tripping balls, handed reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big trip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hid the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastise into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Spaces.